every day here on this fine program. Give us a call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm going to start out on a positive note. I was at the Brewers game yesterday, and holy cow, for a baseball fan, first of all, it was a bit like watching paint dry for like the first seven innings. And then all of a sudden, things got very interesting. Christian Yelich with his first walk-off home run. In fact, it was a grand slam yesterday. The place went absolutely wild. I loved the fact that the folks that turned out for that weeknight game got such a wonderful reward for their patience with the crew last night. Really enjoyed that. Couple of things just to seed the discussion this afternoon. Donald Trump and his pardons are insane. It is overt corruption. Republicans and Democrats in the past, here were generically the requirements to get pardons. Either there was a plausible claim of innocence that the courts simply could not consider because of the strictures of habeas corpus relief, an unduly harsh sentence that seems unduly harsh in retrospect, some inequity in the process, something like that, people showing genuine remorse for what they did and showing that they have rehabilitated, that they are active members and want to contribute to society. These things, it would go through an extensive review process. All kinds of folks at the DOJ, they had an office of pardons that had these specific requirements. And it was always the case, though there have been both Democrats and Republicans that probably skated too close to this line, but the baseline running rule was people can't buy pardons by buying your crypto, donating to your campaign, donating to your inauguration fund. You know, that's bad. Or that people can effectively buy pardons because they happen to have a big microphone or a big platform and they just effusively praise you. Donald Trump is horse trading pardons just like jets, just like Access, just like his crypto, just like the meme coin, just like the stable coin. Pardons are for sale. I kind of feel like it's a little bit like the Peanuts cartoon. It was Lucy that had the psychiatrist is in 5 cents for the, like, he should just throw a big banner outside the White House and be like, pardons for sale. Tariff exemptions for sale. And here's the I think this does bother Americans, even Trump supporters. I don't think people like the idea that you can just, you can be rotten to the core, a complete bad actor, corrupt as the day is long. Oh, another sort of unwritten rule is that pardons weren't given to actual violent criminals. You can look at Trump's record of pardons from his first administration, which wasn't nearly as audacious and corrupt as this one. And a few of those people have committed serious reoffenses. One apparently accused of like assaulting a kid. So that to me is despicable. It's despicable in the context of the big brutal bill and the pain, the emptier bellies, the sicker Wisconsinites, the less economically secured, the doing nothing about the price of housing, doing nothing to solve the child care crisis, stripping Medicaid and Medicare and emergency food assistance and not renewing the ACA tax credit for the premiums. All of this is going to really, people are going to be hurting. We've got more expensive things because of the tariff chaos and terror. And this isn't because no one told Donald Trump you really should tax the ultra rich more. He was told that by Steve Bannon in the last couple of months. He even talked about, well, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll tax the ultra. No, they won't do it. It ain't in the bill. It ain't in the big brutal bill. It never will be in the big brutal bill because that's not what it's about. And then the corruption, the selling of Access. If money is speech and corporations are people, All we're doing is whispering. I think, real Americans, this matters to people. What do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Disgusting. Disgusting. And I wanted to give some love as you're calling in. We're going to get to all your calls. 855-752-4842. I wanted to get to this. My colleague here at Civic Media, Jenny Brand, found a small piece of local news reporting from the Door Peninsula talking about how the cuts to emergency food assistance from the big, brutal bill, how those cuts are going to hurt Wisconsin farmers, very specifically in the Door Peninsula. I think this is important. I think we should care about this. It's not just the 700 plus thousand Wisconsinites that get emergency food assistance. 12% of the state population, 1 in 8 people. Here's what Jenny shared with us. This is a report from Door County Daily News. They're going to have, people will have to wait. There's already federal funding delays, specifically not just for SNAP, but for the women, infants, and children, the WIC program, which is also for seniors. Okay. Because those benefits right now, today, are delayed, it's having this trickle-down effect because there is, in Wisconsin, this thing's called the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which is designed to connect those that get WIC benefits with local farmers. See how that works? And they get a specific sort of voucher that they can use to buy from our Wisconsin family-owned farms, those small businesses. 1,000 farmers are part of this program. Those farmers will have less revenue. So people are going to be hungrier and there's going to be more family farms out of business. That's what the big brutal bill is doing. I don't get it. Ollie from Northwoods, you've been very patient this afternoon. Hello, welcome. What do you have to say?
Well, I'd like first off to talk about the broad appeal and Medicaid and SNAP all in one. I know of a lady who is 75 years old, has health conditions, and has been for years raising her great-grandchildren, and all the while trying to hold down a job. Mm. If all those things go away, what will she do for her family?
Yeah. Oh, Ollie, I can hear the pain. I can hear the pain and the fear. I mean,
and it's fear. I fear what will happen, and I don't know her pain. Can't imagine fully her pain. Neither can those representatives who are not doing anything. I called Ron Johnson and asked him. He's going to vote no on the bill because it's not steep enough. It doesn't cut enough from those families who need SNAP. It doesn't cut enough from the people who need Medicaid. And then I asked him, is he going to vote no for the president's birthday parade? If we need to save more money, why can't we save that money?
Yeah, Ollie, I hear you. Ron Johnson today was at the Milwaukee Press Club. He blew off questions about raising revenues. You know, if you've got a deficit, you can do two things. You can cut expenditures or you can raise revenues, or you can maybe do a little of both. Ron Johnson, I'm not talking about revenues. We just spend too much. I think we've got, he's said this over and over and over again, CNBC, CNN, he's been all, he went on Tucker Carlson to spread that gospel of the cruelest cuts imaginable to the people who can least afford it, while giving tax cuts to those who don't need it one little bit. I think this is is this Rojo on CNN this past State of the, I think this might be State of the Union on Sunday. You got this cut? It's cut one. Yeah, let's take a listen.
I've heard people rationalize this, and I mean important people rationalize, you know, just go along with this. This is what we have to do to win the majority, maintain the majority in the House in 2027, right? Well, what good is a majority if you literally don't solve the problems that you're aware of? Oh, so when we have the majority in 2027, then we're going to actually turn the spending curve down. That's when we're going to return to pre-pandemic level spending. I don't buy it. This is our one opportunity. And right now we're blowing, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure we don't blow it. I don't discount the fact that we may lose the House, we may lose the Senate, but I would say we do that because we're not solving these problems. We're going to be looked at as unserious. Our base is going to go, why did we elect you guys? You didn't take the bull by the horns. You didn't solve this problem. You're really no better than Democrats. I think we have to be concerned about that.
Cut more, cut more, cut more. It's infuriating to me. This is my midweek sound out. That is infuriating to me. Derek Van Orten on the Meg Ellison show on WSAU this past Friday. These Democrats have been lying to you when they say we're cutting Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP benefits. That we're going to cut all these other programs. They're lying. And we did this early enough so that folks are going to understand that we're telling the truth. It's fantastic. I want anybody in my district to call me if their benefits drop by a nickel. Not going to happen. Yes. It will. Do you think he just doesn't know, doesn't care, is actually lying? By the way, you can find every single state congressional representative's phone number for both their DC offices and their local district offices in the show notes for today. We're also going to put in those show notes the website for Laura Benjamin, who's looking to unseat Derek Van Orten in the Congressional 3rd District. Her website is laurabenjaminforcongress.com. That's laurabenjaminforcongress.com. She's super active on Blue Sky. Thanks again to Laura for being here. Gross. Just gross. Oh, tomorrow, the Joint Committee on Finance is meeting at 1 p.m. I'm sure they'll put back the child care counts funding, don't you think? I'm sure they'll do that to help keep child care funding, child care affordable. No, they're not going to do that. We're going to turn the page, go out on some fun for this week's edition coming up next of Over the Hump and Trump. Do you know that it's spelling bee season, y'all? You might hear me get quizzed live on the radio. Oh, my goodness. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Over the Hump and Trump Spelling Bee Edition. It's the Script Spelling Bee up next.